I don't want to go through all three Mahalchim. Should I? I don't mind doing it, but it'll take us half the day today. I'd rather not do it because it gets very complicated.
Do you promise to do it Sunday?
I don't promise that. I don't promise. I don't like to promise things. Okay. So today we're going from the fire pan into the fire, the next sugyah. Well, also, the Rosh will be kind enough to give us three pshatim in the sugyah. Again, this is the Rosh. The Ran gives us one, but the Ran, the last one the Rosh says is the one the Ran says. But the Rosh reads the Gemara, the Ran changes the Gemara. At the end of the day, the Rosh says the best thing is to change the Gemara, and he changes the Gemara as well. But meanwhile, let us read the Gemara. The first part of the Gemara is not hard. I mean, it's a chiddush to us. It'll be a new thing to us. But that's what we're here for, to learn new things. Lamed Aleph Beis, top line. I'm a Rava. Rava said, Haisu the front of Kikir Shel Hefker. A guy had in front of him, Kikir Shel Hefker, simply put, it's within his Dawud Amos. The Chachamim made a takana that if you have, you're standing in a area to Machloikis, whether it works in Rishu Sarabim or not, but let's assume now that you're not in Rishu Sarabim, you're at some place that's not privately owned, but it's not a public thoroughfare, you're on Bendemeer Road, which is not a public thoroughfare, it's not major public thoroughfare, right? It's a more secluded public area, but it's a public area.
Why can't it be regular?
It's a machlokes whether the takan of Dalai Lama's working was made in Rishu Sarabim. It's a machlokes in the Gemara Bava Metzia. It's not worthwhile getting in now. As I picked the case where Dalai Lama's works. That's all. Just to avoid a machlokes. What? Simta. Yeah, you can call it Simta. You can call it a few things, but it's not a gate. See, there Rishu Sarabim. But let's just say not. I don't want to get involved in machlokes. That's all. Wherever Dalai Lama's works. But instead of wanting to be kaina with Dalai Lama's, by the way, Dalai Lama's is kaina when you want it to be kaina, right? It's not automatically kaina. When you want to be kaina with Dalai Lama's, Chazal let you be kaina with Dalai Lama's. And you said, I want to give this kicker to Hegdish, which means you don't want you to be kaina with it. You don't want to acquire it. You want Hegdish to acquire it. So you're giving this to Hegdish. You can be kaina, and you're saying, I want this to work for Hegdish.
You have to do that first step, right? You can't just give it back to it. It has to first has to acquire it and then give it back to it. What's happening?
Not really. Let's do the rush and he explains it better to me. Haizulafan of Kikasha Hefkar, but type Dawud Amasov, within his Dawud Amas. The Yama Kikasu Hegdish, the Kibishu, but type Dawud Amasov, since it's within his War Amas. Chalol of Hegdish, Klamin Beperek Hamidu Bamitziya, the Arba Hamish Adam Kainis Le Bechol Mokum. So now, fine. Did it become his and he donated it to Hegdish? I'd rather say not. And I have a reason for saying not from the next line in the Gemara. I'd rather wait to learn the next few lines in the Gemara. We'll be more educated and we'll be able to give a better question and answer. So, I'd rather say not. I'd rather say that he gave the right of his Dawud Amos for Hegdish. It's like I'm picking it up for Hegdish. It's like I'm taking it for Hegdish. That's what he's doing. It's like, and the Rosh is going to bring this in a second. It's about Hegdish, and the Rosh is going to point that out. Can I pick up a lost item for you? Can I pick up for you? I don't want to be kind of this. I have no interest in this item. But I hear you like that whatever I found on this week, you like them. So I said, you know what? I'm going to pick this up for Dr. Harris. So it doesn't necessarily become yours and then Dr. Harris's. There's no double kinyan here. I pick it up for you. It's as if, your agent to pick it up for you. So in the same way here, he's giving it to Hegdish. That's what's happening here. This kinyan that he's making, he's not making for himself. He's making it for Hegdish. He's giving Hegdish his kinyan, that it goes straight to Hegdish. Doesn't have to be owned by him first, because it avoids a big problem if it's owned by him first. So I'd rather avoid that problem. That's why I'm saying that. Yes, doctor.
This sounds like a first or second cousin to the principal. that if A owes B, B owes C, C can extract his payment from A.
No, it has nothing to do with that.
It's essentially a three-step, which has been elided into a two-step process. That it's just...
Yes, that's your assumption. I'm trying to tell you that this is not that.
Okay.
When I pick up a mitzia for Dr. Harris, it does not go through me. I am acting for him. I can be an agent for him. Let me make it more. If a man asks me, okay, this I need shlichus for, can you do me a favor? Can you go make kedushin for me, this woman for me? It's not shot that I'm marrying her and transferring her to the guy. That's not what happens. I am him. I'm an extension of him. So when I pick up an item for him, if it works, which is the right thing about religious, it's that is, I am an extension of his. I'm not myself. Because it's for his benefit, I am picking up something for him. I'm an extension for him. I extended myself for him. I am not now myself. I am him, if it works. I am not my kind of the Dalai Lama for myself and then transferring it to Hegdish. I am picking it up for Hegdish. This is a means of picking it up. Dalai Lama means picking it up. But instead of having to pick it up physically, I pick it up with the halacha of Dalai Lama. And I am giving that, I am acting as Hegdish's quote-unquote agent. It's not agency, it's not shlichus, but it's the idea that I am working for Hegdish, so to speak. I am now working for Hegdish. That's what's happening here. It is not a three-step process. Because it makes problems, it'd be much easier to learn a three-step process, but it's not. Now, after you gave it to Hegdish, you change your mind. You say, you know what? It was a bread, it was a loaf of bread. It was hefker. And you said, you know what? I'll eat it. Now, at that moment, you were taking it away from Hegdish and taking it to yourself. One of the ways of being violating Me'ilah is to take it away from the Rishus of Hegdish. That means if Dr. Harris has an item of Hegdish in his house and he forgot that it's Hegdish and he came to me and said, here is a present. And he's giving me Hegdish's item, unbeknown to him. B'shagig. He is Ivor Me'ila. Because he has transferred the item out of the Rishus where it was when it became Hegdish in his Rishus, and given it to me. And one of the ways, there's three ways to be Ivor Me'ila, but one of the ways of being Ivor Me'ila, the common way, is to have pleasure from Hegdish. But here, there had been no pleasure as of yet, because he's not eating it yet. He took it to eat it. He had no pleasure from the item yet. Direct pleasure. But what he did is, he took it out of Hegdish's quote-unquote domain. It belongs to Hegdish. And by b'shagig, he forgot that he had made this Hegdish. And took it into his own domain. So he's Ivor Me'ila. So ma'al l'fi kula. So then, he's ma'al for the whole thing. Meaning, he is Ivor Me'ila for the whole price of the bread. The bread cost $4.50, when he took this bread to eat it. He did not eat it as of yet. He took the bread to eat it, and then he remembered that it's Hegdish. He said, oh, no. We tell him, you did Me'ilah, and you have to pay Hegdish $4.50, plus a chaymish, plus you have to bring a carbon asham. You were violating Me'ilah, and the halacha violating Me'ilah is a keren chaymish asham. How about not Lelisha Lebanov? He has no interest in this bread. He does not want it to become his. He takes it that after 120, his kids should get it. Or he will give it to his kids at a later date. He's not picking it up to give it to his kids now. He's not interested in giving it to his kids now. He wants to have it, not his, doesn't want it, but he wants to ultimately have that his kids take it. That's what he wants. He asked him, why'd you pick up the piece of bread? So, Chmeitz, I don't know how long this bread lasts. Obviously, it lasts longer than our bread lasts. I wanted to ultimately give it to my children. So, at this point, he did not take it for himself. He did not switch domains. But, he got pleasure. What pleasure did he get? If his kids find out that he picked up something to give them at a future date, they will owe him a favor. That's called Taimus Hanan. They will feel beholden to him. Look, Tati was interested in our welfare down the line. Therefore, he had pleasure in the fact that his kids will feel beholden to him. So he's only Mayo He did not take it away from Hegdish at this point. He's only Mayo to the point of how much money that was worth. Let's say it's worth a pruta. So he owes Hegdish a pruta plus a chaimish plus asham. That's the other kind of me'ila. He had pleasure. So there's two types of me'ila that we're talking about. One is when he changes domains. He took it away from Hegdish's domain and brought it into his own private domain. That's if he took it for himself. But if he didn't take it for himself, and he didn't even take it for his kids now, he took it for future giving it to his kids. But he doesn't want to own it now. He has no interest in owning this item. He has no interest in anybody owning this item at this point. He's not thinking that way. He wants to give it to his kids at a future date. So he did not take the item away from Hegdish, because Hegdish doesn't need it in Yerushalayim. It's Hegdish's item. But he took it to have a future giving it to his kids. Therefore, at this point, he has pleasure. So he's over Me'ila, the amount of pleasure that he has. That's what the Gemara says.
Again, it is Hegdish right now, right?
It's still Hegdish.
Right. No, so it's Hegdish right now that he forgot he made it Hegdish and he
picked it up. He doesn't. He picked it up to give it to his kids at a future date. He had no interest in acquiring it, in taking it, in making it his. No interest.
What I'm saying is that it's still Hegdish right now.
Who said not?
Okay, it's Hegdish right now. Hegdish, if they would come, they could take it, right?
Okay. He had pleasure from this Hegdish. Let's do the Rush. Zach the Rush. Not Baba Achel Ma'olafi Kulam. The Kivin Shekivin Whiskers, Bob.
What pleasure did he have if he took it immediately?
I'm sorry?
What pleasure did he have if he took it immediately?
He didn't. So that's what I'm saying. The first case, if he took it to eat it, he took it out of Hegdish's domain, he wanted to be kind of. So it's just two kinds of Hegdish, Milas. There's one Mila with no pleasure, just the fact that Hegdish's domain changed.
And you owe the full amount?
Full amount of the whole item. And that's what the Rush is going to say right now. The Kibin Shekibin Liskisba. Since he intended to take it, whenever you transfer the domain of Hegdish, it becomes Chulun. That's another halacha. That once you do Me'ilah of transfer, the item becomes Chulun. For instance, if Dr. Harris has an item of Hegdish in his house, he forgot it was Hegdish, he gave it to me, it becomes Chulun. The minute he gave it to me, he's over Me'ila, and the item becomes Chula. The Me'ila Hainu Shina Rishus. This Me'ila is the change of domains. Shemitzchavim Lishnoisim Rishus Gavaya Lishus Hegdish. He's intending to change domains. Not that he wants to take it away from Hegdish. He's intending to acquire it, right? Maybe he's still thinking that it's Hefker. But meanwhile, he had already given it to Hegdish, but he forgot, right? He has to pay it and a 25% surcharge. Dr. Rush, I will be kula my mall. Here he's not my over the whole thing. Nobody took it. He didn't want to take it. He took it for future considerations for his kids. Why doesn't it become his kids? He picked it up for his kids. To become his kids right now. Dr. Rush, two svaras. Number one, there's a mandam in Matzir that says that if I find an item and pick it up for Dr. Harris, he's not kind of. So over here, if I pick up this item for my kids, they're not kind of. Nobody gave it to me. I took it, right? I bought it with Hefker. I picked it up for my kids. They're not kind of. This is what Montgomery says. Well, the mandam in Amikana, Hakaloi Kana. Mishum, the Yisurul and Nichalu the Nikli. The kids don't want it. They don't want Hegdish. If they knew it was Hegdish, they would say, don't do us any favors. So therefore, they're not kind of. So meanwhile, you didn't take it for yourself. You took it for your kids. Your kids don't acquire it. Because either you can't pick it up for kids, or you can't, they don't want it. What did Amim Nitzkus, not the Nitzkus, but Lachar? I not the list because Yad Labanov. The halacha wouldn't change if you picked it up for Rabbi Cohen. The halacha wouldn't change if you picked it up your kids should acquire right now. They don't. They don't acquire right now. So nobody changed domains. Elo Orcha de Milton Nakat, the Chol Olam Adam Labanov. People toil for their kids. All they want is to have their kids. I'm doing it for my kids. ask anybody, why are you working so hard? For my children. For my children. Everybody does everything for their children. Okay, so the Gemara picked the case. Then he picked it up for his children. Period. Okay.
Did you beat the carpet?
Both cases, but he didn't get involved in the carpet. Yes.
What if he did? Why did he have to
show
you? Let's say he
came
from...
Hegdus v'meizet is chayim misa.
If he gets hungry at that moment, he's
toast. Hegdus, somebody who takes Hegdus v'meizet and eats it, chayim misa b'dei shemayim. Doesn't owe Hegdus a penny. He might owe Hegdus a penny, but it's not Me'ilah. Me'ilah is shagig. The word Me'ilah means shagig. I mean, the word Me'ilah connotes shagig. Yes, doctor.
Oh, I thought about my question.
Thank you. The reason I didn't call you right away because I figured you would take me to a different understanding of the sugya, and therefore I didn't want to get involved in that yet. Yes?
Why is it going out of Hegdus? The person who made it Hegdus like the Ginsburg?
So that's the shaila. This is the problem, and that's why I was very careful to say that it never becomes his and then Hegdus's. Because if it becomes his and then becomes Hegdus's, then he's the Ginsburg. But if it never was his, he's not the Ginsburg. The treasure. See, what Rabbi Schutz is bringing up is something that I wanted to avoid. Because the Ran learns that he did become the Gizmer, and he has a hope shot with that. But the Rush ignores that. There's no mention of that in the Rush at all. Again, what happens is, if Reuven has an item, Dr. Harris donated an item in his house to Hegdus, and he forgot that he donated it to Hegdus. Then he picked it up and said, oh, I have this thing? I forgot that I have it. And he thinks it's his. That is not Me'ilah, because it wasn't Dr. Harris's domain to begin with. He was watching it for Hegdus, and it's still in his domain. That's not called changing of Rishus, even though he now thinks it's his, because he was watching it for Hegdus. He was the Gizbar, a self-appointed Gizbar. By donating it to Hegdus, he now is watching it for Hegdus. He's the treasure of Hegdus. It's only a Shina Rishus if he gives it to me. If he takes it and thinks it's his, as long as he didn't use it yet, he's not Ivra Me'ilah. So over here, the question, that's why I was so strong. If he would be acquiring it and then giving it to Hegdus and then taking it to eat, he hasn't changed domains yet. He's the Gizbar. That's why I said it never became his. It went straight to Hegdus. Therefore, he never took the role of Gizbar. That's why I was so adamant at the beginning not to let it work through him.
What could you say that he ate it?
No, he didn't eat it yet. Not
the Lachma.
What?
Then you wouldn't have a problem with Ginsburg if you ate it.
Again, Hanah, everybody is Iver. There's two ways of Me'ilah. Rabbi Berger, can I give you this? I don't see Hirsch around. I'll keep you busy for a few minutes.
Me busy or you busy?
I already was busy.
Yeah, but I don't get it.
I was in the middle of answering that to Eric. There's two ways of Me'ilah. One way of Me'ilah is transfer of domains with no pleasure. And a Gizbar is not transferring domains. And one way is pleasure. And I don't care who you are. If you have pleasure from Hegdus, you did Me'ilah. That's why he never ate it here. He took it to eat it.
No.
And the Gemara calls that a transfer of domain. So Rabbi Schutz is asking, it's not a transfer of domain. He was the Gizbar. And a Gizbar doesn't transfer domain if he... thought he gave it to Hegdus, now thinks it's his.
Where do we see that it's transferred domain and that pleasure here?
Where do I know this from? I know it from the Rush.
Okay.
Not Balachla, Zakta Rush. The Kivan Shekivan Liskisba, Haitia Luchul and Amal. So I know things from the Rush. I don't see it necessarily in the Gemara. I could have told you a whole different shot in the Gemara. But everybody learns this way, so why should I make up my own shot, not like the Rishayim?
But the case of the kids, it's
still
Me'ilah, right?
It's only Me'ilah on the amount he gets pleasure for.
But the point is, the kids don't want it.
Right. Therefore, they didn't acquire it.
That means the kids don't want it.
Therefore,
there's no Hanah.
That's not true. That's not true. You buy your kids a present they don't want, they still appreciate that you bought them a present. Not true. Maybe they don't appreciate it as much as you get them what you want. They want. But the fact that you thought of them makes them feel warm and fuzzy all over, which means they now feel like Daddy cares about us. That's Hanah. I agree with you that if you bought them something they really want, they'll feel more warm and more fuzzy.
But I'm saying so it comes out that the amount of hadah will depend on how much they care about it.
Exactly. That's called taiva taina. Correct.
It changes.
100%. Depends on how much would a kid feel beholden about it. What is it worth? What do I gain by trying to buy a present for my kid?
How do you monitor the hadah?
I know. You'll have to call them Bezen's experts, and they'll have to figure it out. I have no idea.
Can it be more than the actual
item? No. No kid appreciates it more than the actual item.
I was under the impression that every item that somebody's watching for has to be used for even...
I also was under that impression until I learned this Gemara. Because when I learned this Gemara, I was stuck with your question. And I looked around, and nobody talked about it. So I decided on my own that I'm going to learn it this way. Now, if you show me another Mahalach, the other Rishonim bring Gizbar into the picture, the Rush does not. And it bothered me. Why isn't he the Gizbar? I came up with my own mind, especially because the Rush brings in Amagbim Batil the Chaveroi, which doesn't become yours, Pashtas. I know the beginning of Zachal and Avsi, Zachal and Avachavri, Tysus and Bey. I know all that, but that's not, I mean, I know some of that. But that's not the, to me, that's how I got out of your question. That's why I started today being adamant that it doesn't become his. I didn't want him to become a Gizmer. That doesn't mean I'm right, by the way. It just means that this is the way I understood the subject. I don't know any other way to explain it. Yes?
I answered my own question. Give it time. if in the second case, and that comes along and Jonathan steals it, who would he return it to?
He stole it from Hegdish. Sold from Hegdish.
You don't pay a cable to Hegdish.
But he might not be Ivor Mila. He might be Ivor Mila because he took it away from the domain of Hegdish. But it's not so simple there. I'd rather not get involved in that. That is a sign of a pastor. I would think he would be Ivor Mila, but I'm not sure. Rabbi Schultz will remember the Gemara there. The prophet says he's not Ivor Mila. I don't know where that Gemara is. There is a Gemara that talks about stealing from Hegdish. That's far as. Because they talk about other, by Mazik Hegdish, Shabbat, it gets involved. That, I don't remember. I remember discussing it, but I don't remember what we came out with Maskana. Dr. Rush, we're still in the middle of the Rush. The Hikshar of Rabbi Elazar Mimitz. So Rabbi Elazar Mimitz, the Rush quotes him twice on this page. Rabbi Elazar from Mitz, the city of Metz in English. I don't know how you pronounce it. Why did it have to be Hefker that he gave to Hegdish? There was a Kikir Shel Hegdish that he picked up for himself. He's my old if he cool up. And if he picked it up for his kids, he didn't acquire it yet. Pirish B'Shem HaRav Yitzchak Shakikir Shel Hefker Haysa Rechoyka Mimena Harbe. The Kikir Shel Hegdish was far away from him. Wasn't in his Zawad Amas. But he was the only one with the ability to get it. There was no one else around. It was 20 amas away. He sees the item. It's not within his davar amas. And nobody's around. He's the only one with possibility to acquire it at this moment. It'll take him a few minutes to get there. But he's the only one with the possibility of doing it. And when I go pick it up, when I go acquire it, it's not for me. I want to acquire it for Hegdish right away. So the question is, can he do that? Because at this point, he did not do the act of acquisition. If it's in his Dalet Amos, he now is acquiring it, but instead of acquiring it for himself, he's acquiring it for Hekdesh. Here, it's a future acquisition. When I get to it, it should become Hekdesh. He's on his way there. There's no one else around. He's the only one with the ability to get it at this point. And he said, when I get there, Hekdesh should acquire it. The chiddush of this Gemara is the Kamash Mulan the Chalal Hekdesh. The Kibin the Beyond the Liskisba, since he has the ability to go get it, it becomes Hekdesh's now. How do I know that works? Because the Amar Beperik Avapi, Son the Zusha Meshkanti Loch, Lexavdeno Tikdash, the Kachahai Beyond the Liftai. Reuven gave Shimon collateral, his field. He said, you have this field till I pay you. You own this field. You keep the field. Till I pay my debt, you keep the field. And then Reuven says, I'm donating that field to Hekdesh. Now, at this point, he has no ownership over it. He gave it as collateral. But he has the ability to go pay and get it back. It becomes Hekdesh right away. I'm sorry, when he redeems it. He can make it Hekdesh for the future. Anything that he can do, he has a right to donate to Hekdesh because he could do it now. He can run and be kind of this. So since he has the ability to acquire the item, and nobody else has the ability to acquire the item, it's biyadai. So he can say now to become Hekdesh. So the Gemara wants to teach you an extra chiddush, that even though he's not within the acquiring state this moment, but since he's the only one that can do it, and he can do it, so he can make it Hekdesh now, that when he gets there, it should become Hekdesh. That's the chiddush in the Gemara. Nothing to do with Me'ilah, Stam, a new chiddush that the Gemara wanted to tell you. That's why the Gemara picked the case of Kikkers who Hefker. But if not, this could have been said with Kikkers, with a item of Hekdesh. You weren't the Gizber. Somebody else was the Gizber. You came and you took it. I don't know why you took it. You took it. You said, I want to take it for myself. You're out of Me'ilah. And then if you took it to give it to your kids and they don't want it because it's Isser and you didn't want it, so nobody acquired it, so you get no Me'ilah just on the Tavis Hanah. That's all.
He can't change his mind.
He can change his mind, but he still did Me'ilah. In fact, he did change his mind. That's why he's coming to find out what he...
He can't change his mind before he reaches it.
Interesting point. Can he change his mind before he reaches it? Not sure. I would think yes, but I'm not sure. It's a good question. I don't know the answer.
Same way as somebody else he didn't realize there was somebody else also rushing
for it. Well, if there was another one, then he can't do it. Then it's worthless.
And if he got... In other words, it doesn't happen until it actually happens, possibly.
Correct. Yes, that too. Didn't have your hand up. No, it becomes Hekdesh when he gets to the Dalet Amos. But he can make it now that he doesn't have to do it then. He puts it into place before he got there.
But not Hekdesh. Did it happen or it didn't happen?
At what point?
When he saw it.
It's not Hekdesh now. It's Hekdesh when he gets to the Dalet Amos. But he didn't say...
Someone can get there before.
No, he can't because I told you, the case is he's headed there. And there's no one else in the vicinity.
Okay.
So at this point, he's the only one.
Right.
He's the only person involved here. There is no other person.
And there's another guy who's 40.
No, he's not. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
But I'm saying he didn't. That's in his mind. That's what he knew.
No. That's how it happened. It's not his mind. He's walking down Taylor Road at 3 o'clock in the morning. He sees something a block away. There is no one on the street at 3 o'clock in the morning. There's no one there. Sorry. Fine, 2:30. I'm sorry, Rabbi Cohn gets here at 3 o'clock. He is on the street at 3 o'clock. But he's the one that saw an Aveda. There's no one else. I know. I figured somebody would ask that question.
The chiddush is that what? But Dr.
Harris
says, what's the chiddush?
The chiddush is that by saying you're giving it to Hekdesh now, the minute you get within 4 amos, it becomes Hekdesh. Even though at that point you didn't give it to Hekdesh.
You can't
do that. Why not?
You could give it if I wanted to.
If it's Hefker, why not?
No, but until you're in the Dalet Amos, you can't. Right?
No, but by saying you will, it automatically kicks in when you get there. You don't have to...
What have you accomplished,
in fact?
What have you accomplished?
You did a pre...
Listen, a guy says, when I redeem this field, it should become Hekdesh. When he redeems it, it becomes Hekdesh. Means if he changes his mind, maybe he can't change his mind. It's done. But only because he could do it right away. He could go redeem it right away. He can go run to the Dalai Lama's right away. In a certain sense. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to go to something that seems totally different. And the Rishonim want to know exactly why this Gemara was brought in Masechtas Nedarim. This previous Gemara that we just read. Why was it brought in Masechtas Nedarim? Boy, my name Rav Chiya bar Avin Merava. Rav Chiya bar Avin asked Rava, Kikri Alecha v'nasna lai v'matana. Okay, now the halacha is as follows. The background of this Gemara. If Reuven says, I ban this bread for you forever. He tells Shimon, this bread is banned from you forever. Reuven. In a letter. And then Reuven sells the bread to Shimon. He banned it on Levi. I don't care who he banned it on. And he transferred ownership of the bread. Can the guy have pleasure? Again, Reuven said, Levi is banned from this bread forever. Key word, forever. Even if he doesn't say forever, some Hebrew words mean forever. And then he sells it to Shimon. Now it's Shimon's bread. Not Reuven's bread. Levi still can't use it. Because this bread was banned forever. And as an owner, I can ban things on you even after it leaves me. I can, this is a Gemara later on, we'll just accept it as fact now, that a person who owns an item can ban that item from somebody else forever, even when he's no longer the boss. Because he did it when he was the boss. I can say, this bread is banned forever, and it'll be banned forever no matter who owns it. Because I didn't say my bread, I said this bread. This bread means forever. This bread is banned. I don't care who owns it. By the time I give it to Shimon, I have no rights. But when I made it, I had rights. And the Gemara is going to say later on that I can offer something that I own on somebody else forever. That's part of the right of the Nedarim. Why it works, we'll worry about it when we get to that Gemara. But that's not law. One of the guys says, can't go in, can't use my house. My house. So then if I sold the house to somebody else, it's not my house. I didn't say this house. I said my house. So if I sold it to somebody else, it's not my house, so you can use it.
But by the time he said it, it was his house.
But he said my.
It's my house. Yeah.
He said this,
and it would be
if he said this house, it would be us forever. If he said my house, he gives it to somebody else, it's not my house. Language is important. This house means forever. My house means when it's mine.
Even my house forever.
My house forever is a Shiloh the Gemara later on.
The person that it's banned on, does he have to be aware that it's banned on him?
And yet he's either b'shagig if not.
In other words, it does work.
Yeah. Nothing to do with the guy knowing. So my house and this house has different halachas. My house is usher when it's mine. This house is usher permanently.
Gemara said Kikri.
Again, did I say any Gemara yet?
No.
Can't ask me.
He prepares ahead. That's what he
said.
No,
Rebbe said that first.
I didn't.
No, the first two lines.
I haven't read it yet. If I did, I made a mistake. I shouldn't have read it. Now, the question now becomes, Reuven said, my bread is forbidden to you. And he sent it to Shimon. If he gave this bread to Levi, Shimon can use it. He said, my bread. Right? But he also said, forbidden to you. And now he wants to give it to Shimon. He's giving the bread that Shimon can't use while it's Reuven's, and he's giving it as a present to Shimon. Can Shimon have it? Because when Shimon's using it, it's no longer Reuven's. It's his. Or, saying my bread is forbidden to you obviously means that I can't give it to you either. That's the question. That you can't take it from me. When you say kikri alecha, what does that do by giving the bread to the guy? You can give it to somebody else and he can have pleasure. Because you said my bread. But can you give it to him? Straight to him. Why not? It's not your bread anymore.
I
have no idea if I heard what you said.
What I said was that by him giving it to him now is saying I am changing my thought process.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Why?
I just said it's usher to you and I'm giving it to you.
It's usher for you to eat, right? I mean, that's what people do with bread. And I'm giving it to you. You're not eating my bread. You're eating your bread.
I can't give it to you because
why not? Why not?
You know, but he just can't use it.
No, he can because once he got it, it's his. It's not mine anymore once
what's
he got
the
it.
Question,
that's the question. Is that included in the answer or not?
The giving or the transfer ownership? What's the question?
Whether the netter included that it can't be given to giving it to you will not remove the answer.
Even if he acquires it, it still has the iser on it.
Exactly. That's the shaila.
Is the person who made the netter, is he over the avera? Is that the question?
No. Why should he be over the avera? Question is, could the guy eat it? I know I'm a collector, I know.
Every
clue's
shown
him. Is there any hundo without eating?
We're assuming that kikri means eating.
Just by having it to show it off or something like that.
Nah, again, Gemara does not bring that in.
Okay. So Shimon can give it away to a third party.
Yeah, it is. The question is, can Shimon eat it now? Not Reuven. But on the other hand, does the matter include that you can't get it from me and eat it?
He gave it to him.
Once he says kikri and he gives it to Levi, can Levi give it to Shimon?
Yes. Because it was only us while it was Reuven. He said kikri.
So that's for sure.
Correct. That's what makes the Pshat and the Gemara here difficult. It's because of what you just said. Which I just said too. Same thing.
Rabbi, can I ask a quick question at the risk of embarrassing myself?
I'm worried about it.
When we say Shimon is chayev for eating something that was already banned to him,
you
what,
asked
is,
this
what is that?
You
I'm
asked,
sorry?
You asked this question a month ago, I think. Because this would be a month item later on. If I say Shimon can't eat the item, right, and he uses it, he didn't break his word. Why should he be responsible? Because I talked. I think that's what you
meant. Such a good question. I just don't understand the concept. What we're talking about when we say that Shimon is chayav, it wasn't his vow. For all he knows, Reuven has had it annulled.
You are in very good company. Some of the Rishonim agree to you and say when Shimon eats it, Reuven is chayav. But there's a problem with that too because Reuven didn't do anything.
Right. Okay. I'll wait. However long.
That we will get to at which point, what? This is the next half, Mamet Hamid Al. Might even get that. I doubt we'll get there this week the way it's going, which is the way I thought it would go because it's slow go this Gemara. But yeah, it's a machlokes b'shaynam. And each side has a problem. As you pointed out, Shimon didn't break his word. And the other side is, Reuven didn't do anything. Shimon's getting him into trouble. Well, he got himself into trouble by talking, but he didn't do anything. So this is a big machlokes b'shaynam. Yes. By the way, you asked this question a month ago, I think. Which is fine.
Yeah, and that's what my wife says all the time. Okay, thank you.
How does Rebbe know more of what he did himself?
I happen to remember that he asked the question. I was impressed then that he mechavim to recite him. When you ask a good question, I also try to remember it.
Only when he has it, but he gave it away.
Adum Alech Amalei, Ilu Yeshivus Tehekdash. What it means to you, you can't get it from me either. That's included. Dr. Rash. Dr. Rash, Kikri Alecha, Vinaslav Matanamahu. Yama Kikr Zap. If he would have said Kikr Zap, Afilu Im Yavala Achar Surah, then it would be also even if he gave it to somebody else. The Kivan Ruay Omer said, since he didn't say that, Im Nasnali Akab Shita the Mutter. Kitnali Kaman, the base Khashani Nichnas, Mesa Shamakul Akha Mutter. Right? If he doesn't say that, just says my house, then gives it to somebody else, it is Mutter. When we buy away, Im Nasnali Mutter Atzmai. He gave it to the guy banned. He had me ka'achar. Is he like somebody else? Like he was on a kikri, even though I'm a zeb. Tav kiki yisr v'shus hayasr. Maybe it's only when it's mine, but now I gave it to you. Ayalech amalai. V'shav yaleh lo'akhedish lo'ayin lo'avi lo'akhash enas nalai. Or maybe he's an exception. Yes, if I gave it to a third party, he can use it. But I didn't give it to a third party, I gave it to him. Maybe my netter is saying, even if I give it to you, it remains usr. If, you know, if not, I can give it to you. What's the problem? Terence said, maybe Kikri Zir Alecha includes that you're an exception to the rule of somebody else, even though you are somebody else, but you're the one I want to ban, so that includes even if I give it to you. That's the question. So, Kigamar Amalei, Iluyah Shem, Abshita, the Abagam, the Avalib, Matana, Asr. For sure it's us. For sure it's us. Dr. Ashba, Dr. Rush. For you, I can't give it. You can't have any pleasure from me, meaning you can't eat the bread even if it comes from me. So what does he mean, my bread? So why didn't he say my bread? If he's answering it him, even if it becomes his, so it's not my bread. What is he saying? That if you steal it from me, you can't use it? I mean, then it's usable? What is he saying? Why can't he just say, you can't use this bread forever from me? What's the kikri? Now, this is a very problematic line in the Gemara, because the Rosh will ask, maybe kikri is to say that if he gave it to somebody else, the guy can use it. What's the Gemara's kasha? This is the problem with this Gemara. The Rosh will give two shots to him and then say, at the end of the day, what's the Gemara's problem? Kikri means, as long as it's mine, not if it belongs to a third party. But for some reason, the Gemara doesn't want to say that in the first two shots of the Rosh. And the Gemara says, so what did he mean by Kikri? If he's banning it from the guy, even if he gives it to him, so then what does he mean by saying mine? It's not only when it's yours. Even if you give it to him, it remains usher. So what is Kikri coming to tell me? So the Gemara wants to offer my love, is it coming to say that if he steals it, then he can use it? That's what he means by Kikri, as long as I have it, not when you steal it? Doesn't make any sense. Why should he be able to use it if he steals it? Zog the Gemara, Amar Loi, Lafuki di Asmani Alei. Maybe he meant to say that I can never invite you to eat this piece of bread at my house. Meaning, you're so simple that Kikri Alecha means that you can't give it to the guy? So then what's Kikri coming? She said, you know what Kikri is coming? To say that I can't invite you to my house on it. That's what Kikri is coming to say. Meaning that by saying the way the Rosh explains it, I believe his first shot. Right, his first shot. Right. Rosh learns, it's the Afuk in the Azmele means that the case is talking about that he invited him to eat. And when he invited him to eat, all of a sudden he got angry at him. And he said, Kikri Alecha. Now, if he would have said Kikar Alecha, it would have included all the breads in the house. By saying Kikri, he's saying, I'm banning you from this one loaf of bread. That's what the Gemara is answering. That Enochi Nami, maybe he can give it to him. He could give it to him as a present. But we wanted to prove from the fact that he said it, why did he say it? Obviously, he can't give it to him. The Gemara answered, no, maybe it's coming to say that it's talking in the case where he had him invited to his house. And he had him invited to his house. And he said Kikri to exclude the other breads in the house. Now again, the difficulty of the Gemara is the simple answer should have been, he said Kikri to say that if I give it to somebody else, it's mutter. So the Rosh says the Gemara could have said that. And Okanami, the Gemara could have given. Again, let me explain. What's going on here is we're saying that when a guy says Kikri Alecha, it bans him from giving it to Shimon straight. That Shimon can't use it if Reuben gives it to Shimon straight. Because if not, what is he doing? He can give it to him. What is he banning? That's a raya that Kikri Alecha means, obviously, that I can't give it to you. Because if I can give it to you, so what am I banning?
What?
When he gives it to somebody. Or when he gives it to Shimon.
When you invite a guest over and they start eating, when is it stopping?
That's a big shayla in halacha. When you invite a guy Pesach night, the matzah has to belong to him. You have to tell him this is your matzah, or automatically it's his matzah. This is a big shayla. What? This is one of the sources. Yes.
When he takes the matzah or he takes the bread or whatever we're talking about, once he takes the bite out or he's altered it, you alter something that he's taken, doesn't it become yours?
Again, we're not arguing that the question is, that's if you steal it. The question is, you don't want to steal it. Altering works if you steal it.
But if I give you something...
The question is, well, did I give it? When did I give it to you? Am I inviting you to eat my matzah? Or am I inviting you and giving you your matzah?
I've seen the question. I don't remember it that well, but it would seem.
Yes.
Kikri Alecha, we touched that meaning that my kikur is usher to you.
Correct.
Would it also mean Kikri Alecha that I am banned from giving it to you?
No. Well, that's the question. No. It means you're banned from it even if I give it to you. I'm not banning myself. I'm banning you.
Okay.
Okay, we'll continue.